You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Well,
golly, the KX takeover continues. And here we are. We are Awakening Code Radio, usually broadcasting to you on Tuesday nights from 8. So here we are Tuesday night. We're just an hour early. Somebody's calling.
That's Could they... Colleen.
Oh.
So wow. I'm not turned on. Are you, do you have my mic on?
Your mic. Hello.
Hey, this is wild. Everybody live on air for KX Takeover. This is Awakening Code Radio, and we are so excited for this show. There's so much going on. So much.
It's been a great fundraiser. So this has been going on a week now?
Yeah, we are the last show.
We're the last official
show. On the last day of the takeover, but we are accepting donations till Giving Tuesday, which is November 30th.
Gotcha.
And we're letting our listeners know, if you want to donate during this hour, we'll give you a shout out. And the way that you donate is you go to www.kxfmradio.org/AwakeningCodeRadio-takeover. TAKEOVER.
And they have done very well. A lot of other shows, a couple of the top scorers so far.
It's a competition.
It's a little bit of a competition, friendly, of course, but some city folk here in the city council and all the really connected people here have raised quite a bit of money. I think we are still in the top 3 out of 50 or so shows, so I'm excited about that. We
thank
don't
you,
know
listeners.
The exact. Yeah, thank you to all our listeners.
We're going to be saying your names in a minute.
And if our show, you know, the one audience, because our show is primarily podcast listened to, it's become way more popular than we thought it could ever possibly be. Tyler, who owns the station, started KXFM as KX93.5 back in the day. We met with him not too long ago, and he invited us to a new podcast platform that he started called Snippet. And we were very honored for it, and we would invite you to find our show. It's called The Awakening Code on snippet.fm. It's kind of a best of a lot of our shows, or favorites or favorite moments. No show is over 20 minutes. So we went back and scanned through 9 years of some of our favorite guests, and you can find that snippet.fm. As soon as you're on there, you'll see, just scroll through, you'll find Awakening Code Radio. But in the meeting that we had with Tyler, he said, hey, I don't think you know how many people listen to your show around the world. And he's looking at some metrics or numbers and says, you're in the top 10% of all podcasts listened to in the world. And I'm like, we are? Because we always
feel like there's one person listening.
If there's one, or two that call in, and we're like excited about that. But anyway, you know how these things go. They just fan out. But we do appreciate all of our listeners so very much. And the people was going to say we don't address often is our local Laguna Beach listeners who might actually be listening on an FM radio in your car or when you go to the beach or just at home, because you get a great signal here. And if our show has served you on your what we call a path of awakening, dropping deeper into consciousness, answering some questions about who we really are and what we're really here on this planet, and if you believe that we're on a mission to make things better for ourselves and our loved ones and our family and the planet itself and the environment, then if it has been at all helpful to you, we would love if you could contribute. And Michelle just gave you all the ways to do that. So there are people that we don't know who have already pledged. And we're asking you, if you haven't made a pledge and you would just like to support the station, support our show. This is a community supported radio show. We appreciate every single dollar that comes in, and it's been awesome. So are we ready to roll into what this is? I know Michelle has been doing a whole lot of work in communicating with some of our faithful listeners and family and friends. And I don't know how you envision moving through this hour.
Okay. So.
Yes.
One of the things that came up that we've discussed, and Eric, you were with me when we were having this conversation.
True.
We actually had a meeting about it. We met twice. We met before the show last week and then again on Wednesday. And we talked about this being the week of Thanksgiving and how grateful we are.
Colleen, call back. I just dropped you by mistake.
Oh, Eric.
So that's all right. She'll get it.
So just how grateful we are, not only for the fact that we have absolutely incredible listeners that are what we consider our soul family, and we have a phenomenal admin, Colleen. And one of the things that Eric and I really feel we wanted to start the show off with, the theme of gratitude is, something that we feel we want to make this takeover about moving forward into Thanksgiving and really keeping that gratitude in our hearts all year long. So something came up in the last few weeks. We were told that, in the last few months, some of our listeners have shared with us that they hear advertisements on the podcast shows. And we didn't know that there were any advertisements going on. Eric and I have been volunteers for 9 years. We've never taken any money to do the show. And Colleen has been a volunteer for all 9 years. And Eric and I were talking, and we both feel that admin Colleen does way more work than Eric Rankin or Michelle Anderson do for this show. And she's just this stellar wizard behind the scenes. And this show is not just Eric and Michelle. The show is Eric, Michelle, and Colleen.
Absolutely.
And so when we learned about these advertisements, I asked the KX staff, is there money coming in for these sponsored ads or anything? They said, yeah. We've actually been putting it into an account, and we're holding it there for you to make a decision on what you want to do with it. Do you want to take it in a check? Do you want to put it into a website? Do you want to put it into sponsored ads on social media? And when Eric and I had our meeting last week, Eric said, you know, he wanted to give a good portion of this money to Colleen, and he ran it by me. And then I called him the other day and said, I think we need to give Colleen the entire amount. So Colleen,
all $12.
Colleen, are you with us?
I am here. Greetings.
Admin Colleen was like, I don't know what I can contribute to the show tonight. And Colleen, you know that we think you are absolutely amazing. You're not just the graphic designs, but how much effort you put into keeping us afloat all week long. And we wanted to start the show. Another thing that you did that most people don't even realize is you let us know what today is. Do you want to share with our audience what
today what
is
today
besides
is.
The takeover?
Oh, well, it's Fibonacci Day.
It's Fibonacci Day. 1, 1, 2, 3.
You did not know that until
yes,
Colleen
I did.
Told
oh,
you.
Oh, no, no, no. Art, my friend
I don't
Art.
Know, no, it, my, I think I found out about Fibonacci from Eric in the show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And for any of you that don't listen, it's 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13. It's a mathematical sequence.
In nature. It is found in the seashells and the spirals of
everything.
The perfect spirals that we find in nature. Yeah, in everything.
In everything. That's exactly right.
In everything.
So, did you hear what I was saying about the money?
Yes, I was listening.
Are you excited?
So
do you want to know what?
Wait till you hear the drum roll.
Is that big man on my porch?
Oh my God, Eric, that's what you wanted that for?
Hit us with it.
Colleen Reamer, we are so excited. To let you know that I am holding in my hands right now a check for you made out from Laguna Radio Inc. KXFM in the amount of $888.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. It only took us 9 years to, you know, make that much.
No. So I am going to share that we did find out that's for the last year since October 2020. And every day it seemed to be going up a little from the time that I asked them last week. And
looks
then,
like it's about $3 a day.
Yeah, and then they said, it was like $89 this month. And then last month it was $69, $89, this and that. When I came in today, they said, you have a new total. And when they showed me the new total, it was $880 and some cents. And I said, Colleen has to get 888 because 888 is, you know, in alignment with what we talk about on the show, the repeating numbers 1111 222 333 444. And I do really believe in my heart that those repeating numbers often tip off the infinite supply of abundance, our divine birthright, and aligning with that stream. And in numerology, eights represent the executive, and I don't know if you know, a lot of Chinese people want the number 8 in their phone number.
It's the lucky number.
Their address. It is the lucky number.
So infinity. The
infinity sign, yeah.
Yeah. So yes.
I've been with the show for 8 years.
Yeah, but there you go. See?
Yeah, there you go.
and again, one of the things we talk about a lot on our show is synchronicity and how things flow in a really synchronistic way. And I mean, I just had a really synchronistic week with the full moon lunar eclipse last week on Thursday, just on a whim, went out to Joshua Tree, spent the night at Giant Rock, and it was so in the flow, just opening to the magic of no agenda other than it feels like it's a really special night with this full moon, and I watched the sunset with a fire in the sky, and directly across from the sun was the moon, and all of us at Joshua Tree.
The eclipse.
Yes, yeah. And then we went out to Giant Rock and saw part of the eclipse, and everything was very fluid, flowy, and magical, and I just feel like the synchronicity is showing right now. And today, the way that we put together the show for tonight, not just the takeover show, but going into our next show when we do our regular time slot, we're going to call this the birth of the new renaissance. And I put that together at like 2:00 this afternoon. So very synchronistic. And Colleen, one of the things that we wanted to share with our audience is the, you have put together, not only did you come up with the graphic for our logo and our t-shirts, which we had a lot of people rise to the challenge of the $222 donation. And that's going,
awesome.
That's going all the way through to November 30th, Giving Tuesday. And our listeners, you can, we still have time to continue donating, but we want to give shout outs to Rick Estep, Don and Kyle Connolly, Melitza. Do you know how to say Melitza's last name?
No.
Zimnochik?
Yeah.
Gosh, Melitza, I hope I didn't just totally.
I think you did.
She's listening right now, too.
I think you butchered it.
And Lori Pickett, all are getting, gave their $222 rising to the VIP challenge. And Melitza, in that vein of gratitude and random acts of kindness, she said, you know, I already have my t-shirt from last year, so you can donate my t-shirt to someone else who wants an Awakening Co Radio
perfectly
t-shirt.
In the spirit of what we talk about.
So I wanted to give that shout out to all of our donors that were, you know, pre-donation. Karen Walker gave a donation right as we were walking on air. And Mavani, Ireland, she gave a donation, and we were presented with that. We have raised as of this moment $3,165.
That's not too shabby.
And
wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'd love it if we could, if we broke into the $4,000 club, we would be up there with the city council folk who network with all the big players. We're looking
hobnobbing.
Yeah, we want to hobnob with the top players here in Laguna.
We still have a little bit of time.
Yeah,
we still have a little
for
bit
sure.
Of time.
Got a whole week.
Yeah, we got all week that we can bug people.
And I think somebody else is going to be calling in. Did he say he was going to call in? Now I'm trying to remember. Colleen, I sent you the phone number to call, and I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it to another one of our listeners who said he would call around this time.
Well, we can put our number out. I can give it out right now. What's wrong with doing that?
Because he's probably not listening because he's in band practice.
Listener, if you happen to be listening to us now and you'd like to hear your voice on the air with us, it's 949-715-5936. To call right here into the production room of our beautiful studios here in Laguna Beach. And we'll instantly dump Colleen and pick up yours because, you know,
oof.
We gave her money and we want to take yours. But in all seriousness, Colleen, I, you know, we talk about you so much, but I hope in a tangible way and you just feel our gratitude of neither of us would be doing this show. And we've heard from so many people over the years how at some point in their life, what we talk about, the conversation we have, has helped them in a moment of, you know, just them moving through the same issues. And we would not be doing that if not for you. So it just felt so right to take that money and put it where it's best invested. And that's in you and how much we honor you and appreciate you. And we will remind listeners, if you need someone who does amazing graphics for anything, flyers or cards or handouts or even audio or video, Colleen is your person. Amazing at what she does. Very quick. And she has a, I'm going to call it a real artful eye because it matches mine. You might not agree, but our t-shirts, everyone loves our t-shirts.
Exquisite.
And they
even
are.
Even just tonight when I went to Active Culture to get my dinner,
yeah.
The guy commented on my t-shirt and asked where I was going. And I pulled up my t-shirt and said, I'm going to do this show right now. He wanted to hear about
nice.
It. And
yeah. So if you haven't seen our shirt, I'm going to verbally describe it. It's like a Tibetan monk sitting on top of a boombox wearing headphones, making a peace sign. It looks like a bit of sacred, colorful sacred geometry going on behind him. It says Awakening Code Radio on the top in an arc and a cool font. And then it says Be Good Humans, just as big underneath it. And that's our tagline that we end every show with, is just reminding ourselves and you, let's all do our best to just be the best humans we can be on this planet. So
it doesn't look like the caller I had lined up to call in. I don't know that he got the message yet because he's at band practice. So Toby Gant was getting ready to call in. So we'll have him call in now And then our other surprise caller, we will wait until he gets my message.
All right.
But Toby was texting me, like, I don't have the number to call yet. So I'm going to do that. And Toby, we're going to wait for you to call. But Toby has been... He has been writing to me on private message on my personal, I think, on my Facebook account, and probably for the last maybe year, and just appreciating, you know, each show that we do. And he's just totally vibing with us as what I would say another soul family member. And it turns out he lives close by and he goes to the hot spring by my house once a week, he said. And when I was writing back and forth with him this week to be on tonight's show, I said, do you know my friend Maura? She goes to that hot spring. And he says, is she the one that takes care of Astara? I just saw her. And I said, you must have seen her on her birthday on 11/11. And he said, oh, my gosh, yes. So small world. And now Toby hasn't called in yet. I sent him the number.
Well, we can start making some calls. So, Colleen, well, are we done with Colleen? Mm-hmm.
No, we're not. No. Okay, he's ringing you now, so put him on hold. But one of the other things I wanted to say with you, Colleen.
I don't know
okay,
how.
Okay, he's going to call in a minute. You'll see the number. You'll see it.
It's ringing right now. It's just not blinking there.
Okay, so pick it up.
I can't pick it up and keep calling anywhere on the line. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I wanted to get really quickly, Colleen, your ornaments that you made for the Christmas tree at Sawdust Festival are so amazing. I want to be your first order because I think those ornaments are amazing. And I want you to let our listeners know, if they look at our Instagram page, you can see Colleen's ornaments. They say Be Good Human on them. They're our Awakening Code Radio, you know, logo and thematic. And if you can let our listeners know, how do they order them from you?
Well, I'll get some posts up on Instagram with that information. Sure.
Okay, so go to the Awakening Code Radio Instagram page, and you can private message Awakening Code Radio, and then Colleen can send
that
you
works. Direct message on Instagram.
There you go. Because I'm ordering them tonight. So
I was so surprised to see those, and I haven't been to the Winter Festival yet at the Sawdust Festival grounds, but I'm looking forward to finding those on one of the trees.
Oh, cool. You'll have to get some pictures of them.
I will, for sure. All absolutely.
Right. Well, good luck tonight. And
thank you so much, Colleen. We love you.
Yeah.
We love you dearly. Thank you for everything
you've
done.
We love you so much. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Oh, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. Say hi to everybody.
All the family bye-bye. For us, and we'll thank talk you. To you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Will do. Bye.
All right, let's see if this works.
Love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was not as smooth as we were hoping for with our... Eric couldn't figure out how to answer the call on the other line and keep calling on.
I've tried it before and it doesn't work. I don't know if it works now if we've got our caller on the line. Caller, are
Toby,
you with us?
Toby, are you with us?
Yay, see?
I am here.
That's not a total failure.
Okay, Eric.
I just don't know how to juggle two.
High five. Toby Gant in the house.
Yay! Almost.
Kind of, yeah. Well, we plan on having you in the house because I want to do a whole show with you. And when I went to your Facebook page, Toby, and I saw what you're all about, I said, you know, this is the type of person I want to be able to highlight on the show because you're doing some really neat things. And before we get to what you do, I wanted to ask you, how did you find out about Awakening Code Radio?
You know, it was the coolest thing. I took I'm going to call it a pre-midlife crisis in my mid-30s, and I moved to the Big Island in Hawaii in 2015. And I was doing a retreat there and running a retreat with a friend. We were co-teaching it. And I was making chocolate for our retreat participants on a break. And somehow I just stumbled across Awakening Code in my podcast feed, and I fell in love. I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I discover these guys when I lived in California? But I ended up moving back to California. Oh. And I just remember being in that jungle open air kitchen making chocolate, which I love making raw, blessed chocolates, Reiki chocolates, and just hearing the nourishment from you guys. And it blessed me so much. And I've been a loyal listener ever since.
Thank you so much. You've really helped me, Toby, when I've had some down days where I feel like I've you know, sometimes I'm beating myself up, and then you'll send me a message and I'll think, oh my gosh, this is why we do this, is to hear what you've had to say, where you've been, you know, touched by something we shared or giving us props for the way we shared it. And we, you know, I can't thank you enough, because you really have helped me in the last 2 years with some of those messages you've sent me.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Okay, my daughter Nikki says, she's writing to me. She's writing to me, we love you, making that money. And she says, you've got fans. And then she says, tell them to share the chocolate with you and me.
Yeah,
you
and me.
Got it. And Eric, you got it. I just got the best cacao. I cannot wait to make chocolate with it. It's
oh,
so
my
good.
Gosh. That's so great. Did you listen to our cacao show when we did the show with a... what's her name? Olivia. We did a cacao show. So
I missed that one.
If you missed it, I'll have to go look for what we titled it. It was a sacred cacao. And then Spencer Clem was her partner, and his show is going to be on Snippet this week. The Spencer Clem show. We did both of them. You're not remembering, Eric? He's got a blank look on my face. The cacao lady with the guy with the conscious deflector.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Toby, we'll have to hook you up with that show, because it was a really beautiful show. Yes. That was another great show. And she, I met her at Disclosure Fest at a cacao ceremony, and she made us all... cacao, so we're familiar with the benefits of sacred chocolate, and I'm glad to know that we have somebody local that can hook us up with some more of that. So, Toby,
thank you. Somebody else is calling.
That must be the other guy.
Oh,
before we let you go, can you tell us what's the name of your website so people can look you up and learn about your sacred journeys and your coaching?
Yeah, it's Shek, S-H-E-K, Holistic, shekholistic.com. I am a soul coach. I help people. You know, I just feel like I've been put here to help people remember what they came here for. I was put here to help people activate their soul truth, help people find the compass within instead of trying to find the solutions from somewhere outside of themselves. Yeah. And I love this life. I love this calling. I had to chart my own path to figure it out, and that had its own challenges, but I think it really brought me to such a beautiful place. And retreats, workshops, coaching, all that good stuff. I love it.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I can't wait to share some Reiki chocolate with you guys.
Yeah.
We'll line it up so that you can come in on a Tuesday night and do a whole show with
me. Sure. Sounds good.
Okay.
And you guys come chill in my magic sacred garden. It is seriously beyond, it's so amazing.
Oh, we
such
want
a healing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being a supporter of Awakening Code Radio. We so far have raised, what did I say? We've raised $3,165. If you're inspired to donate, Toby, any amount, we're not picky. And how are we doing that? We're telling everyone how they can make their donations.
Just to go to the website is the easiest. KXFM.
I've got the website pulled up.
Yeah, kxfmradio.org.
And then there's a /. Remember how I said it? So the way to we'll say it again. It's kxfmradio.org/awakeningcoderadio-takeover. And there's some predetermined amounts there in our 22, 44, 55, 111. So whatever you're inspired to donate, Toby, you know, no pressure. But if you have something to give, we appreciate all the donations coming in for this amazing radio station. So thanks for calling, Toby, and we'll look forward to having you on the show soon.
Thank you, guys. I just send the hugest blessing to you because, you know, there's so much negative media out there. And every time I tune into your show, it just is like music to my soul. Oh. It really blesses me. It heals me. It nourishes me. And it just switches me out of any negativity I might have gone down.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I haven't talked to you before, but it's great to hear your voice, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, have a beautiful evening and Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, my friend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Well, whoever was calling, that was what a great call. Nice person.
I have some more nice people that are getting ready to call, and I just said now, please. I did want to. Did you see me try to open the door? I wanted to ask how we can do this. How we can have one caller on?
Well, you could have to get Alyssa to do that because I don't know how to do that.
Michelle and Eric.
Whoa, there's whoa coming in from outer space and white noise. We got a lot of white noise on your line.
Uh oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Am I too white?
It's pretty white.
Are you in your car?
It sounds like he's in a rainstorm.
I can fix this.
you're the guy that knows how to handle all that white noise.
See, she's listening, so she's going to... You can come in. We got Alyssa. We have actual staff here that is... We're usually here in the studio just by ourselves, but... Alyssa, who is actually
when somebody calls in and we got somebody, we're on the phone, and so Alyssa's going to show Eric. Gary Christmas, are you still with us?
No,
he's disappeared.
Not. All right, so hold on. I'm going to turn my mic off, and you can talk for a minute, and then I'm going to learn how to juggle two lines.
Okay, there you go. Well, that was really fun. When you're doing this live radio and we're just flying by the seat of our pants, this is what it looks like, where we're just trying to tap dance a little bit so that Eric can learn some more buttons after 9 years. That's one of the things our listeners are always laughing with us about, is that we have challenges with running a professional board and how we do callers in, because on our next show, when we do our Birth of the New Renaissance show in the next hour, I have two women that we're going to be calling. So I do want to find out how we can have both of them on the phone at the same time rather than one at a time. So Alyssa, are you showing Eric how to have two people on at the same time too? Because our next show, we have two women that we're going to call, but we want both of them on at the same time. And Eric couldn't figure that out.
I think
last time.
I got it figured out.
Yay.
Alyssa. And I would have never, it's not intuitive. Is it, Alyssa? No, it is not
intuitive.
Did we get
Gary Christmas back on the line?
Gary Christmas is with us. And I'm here.
I have no idea what happened.
I don't hear the white noise, so that's good. How are you, Mr. Christmas?
I am doing exceptional. Great to hear your voices, as always. Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Yeah. We love you.
And we love you.
I can't wait to see you at my house on Christmas, even though, Eric, the party in the box is
Christmas or...
I mean, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. So Gary and I play together. I play keyboards, and Gary is a really good guitar player, and we just kind of jam and run through some songs
Eric, wait a minute, Eric. You play way more than keyboards. Eric plays... Like keyboard, drums, percussion, vocals. He even does background vocals for himself, which is exceptional. I mean, Eric, I really enjoy playing music with you wherever we play.
Likewise, for sure.
I know. We're so blessed to have music in our lives, and it really does bring us into that place of joy that I feel like if we could all do that more regularly, the world would be a much better place, and it's bright when you're playing and singing, and we're pulsing out those love vibes. So, Gary, I was listening to last year's takeover on the way in, and you were one of the first callers, and I was sharing how you've been on the show several times. You're always my go-to guy when I'm like, what am I doing? You did were you here during the cannabis show? You did a Future of Money show.
We've done crypto and Future of Money and Conscious Money, which I think is really important.
Oh, the Sacred Economics show, that's right.
Sacred Economics was really, really powerful. The show we did with Rolo and cryptocurrency and digital assets, I think, was really powerful.
We have...
I
was going to say, we have somebody on our show real quick who probably bought Bitcoin at $100 a coin or something and bought quite a bit
of it. God bless him.
Young guy.
God bless
him. 2012. And God bless him. He's doing very well. He's a great guy. Young guy
that
just kind of saw it. Yeah, that is amazing.
You know, there's a lot of people around us that have vision that maybe, us that are, older than them don't have. And so I really celebrate the vision of the people around us. The younger people around us have a different perspective. And I'm learning a lot. I think it's really important that as we grow older, we think we know things, and we do, but things change. And so staying open to change and open to evolving as a being is really important for me and my peace. We have experienced, you know, not just you, Eric and Michelle, but all the listeners, everybody has experienced, you know, a lot of challenges in the last really 18, 24 months. Mm-hmm. Really, we've had a lot of challenges, and not just economic and personal, but a lot of family members leaving the planet and things like that. And it's not easy. And so sometimes we get wrapped up in the negative and we get wrapped up in the challenges. And I challenge everybody two ways tonight. Number one, I want to challenge you to donate $111 to this show.
Okay.
Awakening Code Radio is a great service to humanity. And to the people that are still here, we have to take care of each other. And we need Awakening Code Radio and the energy that Awakening Code Radio brings to the world to move forward. And I truly believe that. Michelle and Eric are not just showing up. You know, they show up with great love. They show up with great integrity, and they show up with great intent. And if I could just challenge all the listeners today to donate $111 or double or triple or quadruple that, please, if you can and you have the resources. It helps other people immeasurably in ways that are not easy to pinpoint. Music is very important, but so is truth. And Eric and Michelle bring truth forward in a way that has compassion for all beings, not just human beings, but all beings. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you both, Eric and Michelle. Thank you. And Colleen, too. Colleen, I love you. And I'm grateful for the work that you do to support all of the positive energy that comes through this show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Gary.
And we
feel the same about you. And, you know, truth, we've done shows about truth, and if that triggers some of our listeners, like, truth, what is truth? You know, to me, the highest truth is love. You know, love is a source, is a commodity, is an energy that really will keep our species advancing, moving forward, as uneven as times can be when we're questioning things. But if you move past the questioning, move past the difference, move past the idea of separation and go, what would love do? What would I do if I said I loved that person, loved the scenario, loved this illness, you know, loved the situation? It changes everything. And I would call that a truth. And
it changes judgment.
Yeah, totally, sure. Totally changes things. And our show is all about that. And we, you know, we believe that we are in a moment of awakening. I mean, since we started the show in 2012, that was the end of the Mayan calendar. And of course, that was never about the end of the world. It was like an odometer skipping over after 100,000 miles and starting anew. And I believe we, on as a species on this planet, are writing a new chapter for ourselves. And it is a global, some of the good things that are happening out in what's happened in the last 2 years is we're all globally connected to the same story. We're all moving through the same thing at the same time. And that is a powerful thing that has lots of goodness loaded into it and a lot of good potential. And that's the idea that I'm going to hold on to through all of this.
I love
beautiful,
it.
Brother.
I love both of you so much. I can't thank you enough, Gary. Thank you for the 111. I sent you the link that you can go ahead and make your donation there. And thank you for being a stellar supporter. You have given massive love to us, and you're all the things that you accused us of when you gave all those accolades to us. We reflect that back to you, Gary Christmas, because that's every one of those things that you said, I witnessed that in you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And go back to your band rehearsal tonight, and I'll look forward to hearing you on Thursday. And we thank you so much. We've got another caller getting ready to call in. And
all right, well, I'll go ahead and drop Gary. Thank you so much, Gary. It's been a pleasure the
beautiful
whole time.
Beautiful. Love you both. Have a great night, everybody.
You too. And
thank you.
Take him up on his challenge, $111 or more.
Or double or triple. Come on.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you so much. We're going to hang up, buddy. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
So fun. Love you too, Gary. Isn't it fun? I mean,
yes.
I do feel like sometimes I feel like we're, do you remember the Jerry Lewis telethon?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we're raising money, I feel like we're kind of doing the little Jerry Lewis telethon.
Well, I listen to a lot of radio stations that have to do fundraising. And, you know, it's just a part of when the station works on this that doesn't run on advertising dollars. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, rent goes on, electronic equipment. They're trying to build better, bigger transmitters to throw a signal out further. And there's another call. So hold on.
I know. We were tap dancing till I got the phone number to our next caller in. And Eric's getting her on the line now.
Oh, you know it's a her.
Are you with us, Romy?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. And I love your invention that you did with Michelle. The post-it notes have changed the world. Do you even get that joke?
I don't get it either.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They invented post-it notes. They wanted to come back to high school as winners, and they just dreamed up that they invented post-it notes.
I remember that now, but you had me stumped.
Well, and because your name's Michelle, so that kind of threw
me. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even make the connection.
Right? I know.
Michelle, like the two of us.
Well, there you go.
He stumped both of us.
But, you know,
Romy,
I had a friend, Michelle, and we were sitting next to each other, and one of our friends across the table was like, oh my goodness, Romy and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And we were both like, oh yeah.
I mean, of course.
Well, I'm going to take that one step further, Romy. We got to speak briefly on the phone yesterday when I reached out to you and asked if you would be one of our callers in for our takeover. And I got to learn a lot about you. I always think it's funny when I reach out to a listener and I feel like they know so much about me and I know nothing about them. And we had that dialogue yesterday where Romy's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I know you, because she hears, you know, me talk about my husband, my daughter, my, you know, my life, my mom. I think you even asked, how's your mom? And she's doing good. But I want to take it one step further, Romy. You told me that you moved here from New York. And what year? You said 2012, didn't you?
2012, yes.
Yeah. And I asked if you have a lot of friends here, and you said you hadn't really met your tribe yet. Is that right?
That's true.
Well, true. I have an invitation for you. I'm inviting you to my house on Thanksgiving. If you don't have any plans yet, and it won't hurt my feelings if you do, but that's how I feel about our listeners and you, Romy. When we spoke yesterday, I had that same sense of familiarity with you as well, that you do feel like family. And most of our listeners who stick with us and listen to our show become our family. And, you know, I just feel that sense of soul family connection and camaraderie. So I'm going to send that invitation to you, and if you can think about it, I'll send you my address if you want to come, and you're welcome to join our big feast.
Nice.
That is so kind and thoughtful of you, Michelle. Thank you for the invitation. And I would be honored to be part of your gathering. And, you know, I lost, you know, some friends over COVID, and then my neighbors who, you know, I do holidays with are out of town. So I'm available. And
were you planning on being home alone that day?
I was, but I was already like planning to, you know, there's a nice place by my house to go get food, because I didn't feel like cooking, but I was okay with it, because, you know, it was a choice, and I didn't really want to go back right now to the East Coast to see everyone. So, you know, I was okay. I was making plans for the day. So that's so thoughtful and kind of you. And I would be honored.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so glad.
And Michelle and her husband, Brian, do Thanksgiving right. So you're going to have a great time.
Well, Romy, can you tell us, how did you find Awakening Code Radio? And do you have a favorite episode?
I don't have a particular favorite episode. I tune in every week to hear your voices. Both of you bring so much light and love into the planet and the universe. And when I listen to the episodes, it elevates me. And it was referred to me by someone who used to be in my life based on the guest you were having that week. And I don't even remember who it was, but I listened to the show and it resonated so strongly with me, and I just kept on tuning in, and I love it. And, you know, I was mentioning to Michelle, you know, when she did the meditation a few months ago, that felt very powerful to me. And even recently, a few weeks ago, Eric, you did a meditation.
It was like a meditation. I was something. Just jumped into something. I forget what it even was. Was it? It was music behind it, and was it?
You were Ascension Harmonics.
Was it the show about? It was the show with about Nolan's Cross and the frequencies and all those things. Yes, and I wasn't planning on that, but sometimes I hear that and I just drop into a space and share it every once in a while.
And it was beautiful. Thank you for trusting that. And sharing that with us. I know for me, like this show, it's one of the few shows that, you know, talk about these different topics. And I think one of the other things that I appreciate and I'm grateful for is both of your authenticity and the truth you speak. And we need to hear that. And the fact that, you know, we're sovereign beings and we can make our own choices based on what feels right to us, and you're open to different points of views, and you're not forcing any type of rhetoric, you know, to us. You're just sharing what feels true to you and what feels right, and you're always talking about light and love, and I thank you for everything that you guys do for your contributions to the planet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Romy.
And thank you, Romy, for sharing with me your feelings about my meditations. And she's encouraged me to start recording meditations and putting them on an app. And you sent me the link to, it's called Insight Timer. And
Insight Timer, yeah.
Insight Timer is an app where you can go and listen to a lot of different people doing different meditations. And I never knew about it before you told me about it, Romy. So thank you for that link. And we give that shout out to our listeners if they want to find different types of meditations. That's from our Awakening Code Radio family member, Romy. And thank you for being a part of this show, Romy. And I'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Super excited about that. And can you believe what we have been... Where are we at on time?
We have like 12 minutes left.
So we've got two more people that...
and I could call...
...wanted to share. So we're going to... I'm trying to think of how to give the phone number to one of the people that wants to share here. So I want to thank you again, Romy, for being on with us. And I'm going to have our next listener, Suzanne Holt, is going to be calling in. She was going to be our first caller in because she's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And she texted me and said she's on date night. Can she have a later call in? And I said, okay, I'm trying to rearrange everything. So Suzanne Holt, if you're listening, I just sent you the phone number. Please call us now. And Romy, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Melita is writing in saying, please tell Gary, challenge accepted. Have to help you all reach 4,000. Also, he was issuing the challenge. I passed a license plate with an 888 on it. Hmm. Oh my gosh, Melita. Thank you.
Thank you, Melita.
What we're going to do, we're going to say goodbye to you, Romy. We're going to have Suzanne call in. And while we're waiting for Suzanne to call in, Eric, why don't you play Melita's bumper that she recorded for us last year?
Okay. Didn't know that was coming. I don't see the mouse to do it. I think it's over there.
Good
thank
night,
you, Romy.
Romy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, beloved. Thank love you. And light to you all.
Same to you.
Okay.
Okay.
How's that? Oh, I think I hear phone stuff, but let's see. Hold on just a second.
Can't say hold on radio.
Dead air. The long one from Melissa right there?
Yeah.
All right. Here, hold on.
We
got to find hotkeys. Everybody quiet. Everybody calm down. Here we go.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that the show
This is Milica Zemanich from Silver Spring, Maryland, and you're listening to Awakening Code Radio. What we need in these uncertain times is universal love and connection through compassion and unity. And that is what I and tens of thousands of listeners from around the world experience each week when we join hosts Eric Rankin and Michelle Anderson. Through intuitively curated music and thought-provoking conversations with a diverse group of spiritual teachers and leaders, Eric and Michelle are building a global tribe of good humans on a shared quest to wake up to higher spiritual truths. Join our tribe and listen live at KXFM 104.7 Laguna Beach Radio, or tune into the Awakening Code Radio podcast.
I forgot how good that was.
Oh my God. I have goosebumps from head to toe. Milica, I love you so, so much. And wasn't that beautiful? She has such a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm.
And she's been so helpful to me. We did one little show where I talked about this book project I'm working on, and her and Gary Grunwald both volunteered and said, if we can help in any capacity, and both have been instrumental in me keeping moving forward on this book project that I've sworn I'm going to have done before the spring equinox.
good. Well, you just mentioned Gary Grunwald, and he's going to be our last caller. But for now, we have another exciting caller. Is she with us? Are you
Somebody's with us. I can hear Suzanne? Little noises.
Hello.
She's here. Suze, good to hear you. I outed you that you had date night, and I had to call you later because I had you set to call first since I knew you were on the East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, perfect. Perfect. So tell us, how long have you been listening to us now?
Oh, my gosh. I think I started in, is it possible, 2014?
Sure. We went on in late 2012, so absolutely possible. And you listen from Virginia, is that correct?
Yes. I move around the East Coast, and I'll tell you, every show gives me something, and some shows give me so much, it's unbelievable. My life has changed profoundly because of you two and all your guests.
Thank you.
I think
you have listened so much that I think you probably know more about me than I remember about myself, which is not a great thing.
She could out you.
Yeah, you could out me. We've met in person a couple times, and you'll say, remember this thing that you did? And I'm like, no, until you reminded me, no.
Stop talking.
Well, Sue, you started the Awakening Code Radio fan page with Lisa Chernoff and Lori Pickett, and I want to thank you for that. I notice people still are writing into that, but we want to thank you, and you are just so special and so on our heart. Thanks for all the love and support you give us. And since we are coming up with 6 minutes left,
you got to call Gary.
Yeah, Gary Grunwald, he was all signed up to call us, and so I just texted him and asked him if he would call us next. So again, thank you, Sue. We appreciate
you
and love you. And
you
I can't
both.
Wait to see you and hug you again in person soon.
Mm-hmm. That goes for me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yes.
All right.
Have
love
a great
you
night.
It'll
love
happen. Let's hold out. 2022 is going to be a much better year.
Yeah.
Let's hold that thought.
It is. Yeah.
All righty. Well, we'll hang up. Thank you so much for just being there, not just a friend and a listener, but part of our family. We really, really appreciate you so much.
No, much appreciated. Love
Big
you.
Hugs.
All right.
Love
bye-bye.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see if that worked. Do we have someone on the line?
It's Gary.
Yay!
Gary Grunwald.
I did it.
Hey.
I did it.
Gary Grunwald in the house.
So here's the other person that was
Hello.
Helping. I just mentioned Milica and Gary were two people that had way more abilities in certain aspects of what I was having trouble with on my manuscript. And that's the last thing I was really expecting. But Michelle said, why don't you just mention on the air that you could use some help in reformatting? And man, you both went way above and beyond the call of duty. And I might still call on you.
Well, it was my pleasure to help for sure. That was for me an opportunity to interact with you and Michelle in person. Well, not in person, but virtually. And it was just a great experience for me to be able to help. It was simple. It was just a formatting thing in Word, you know, and the rest of it was pretty simple. So
for you,
so I was glad I could help with that. Yes.
Yeah, for you, not for me.
I was glad I could help with that. And certainly, yes, if you need any additional help.
Thank
with
you.
That or anything else, let me know.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And you've been a listener for quite a while.
Yes, yes. I started listening, I think it was about 2018. I think I just hit the three-year mark. One of the first shows I listened to was, and it remains one of my favorite shows, was Robert Grant. Mm-hmm. Just because, for me, where I'm at in my awakening as it is, it just it came to me at the right time, and I've just been a listener ever since. One of the things that I really value about the show is the fact that you can listen to it as it's happening live. To me, that brings a sense of community. Everybody who's listening, you know, is thinking the same things and doing the same meditations, and it's, so it's kind of a sense of community, and it's a way to spend time and be with the spiritual community globally and live and with and like I can't remember one of your recent other callers mentioned, just the sound of your voices is so like reassuring and comforting.
Oh,
it's just become very much, you know, a staple part of my routine and very much a part of my spiritual growth and health. So I'm very appreciative.
Thank you. When I called you the other day, Gary, and I asked you if you would take some time and be on air with us tonight, one of the things that I said to you was that I always feel like you're listening live, and sometimes you don't write in or tell us you're listening live, and I'll do a little test and say, mm-hmm. I wonder if Gary Grunwald's listening, and then he'll text me like a thumbs up.
Or,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. One of the things that you shared with me yesterday, I wanted to have you mention on the air. As you know, we were a 2-hour show, and we've been doing it in a 1-hour time slot. Lately, because of copyrights on music and stuff like that, are on the podcast, we've lost some of our podcast shows because we had some copyrighted music, even though we have license to do that on the air with the radio station. And so I do try to play some music from unsigned artists, our friends, and you mentioned there were 3 songs that really struck you that you hadn't heard before. And
right.
You want to share which ones those were? Some was by
sure.
by a famous artist, but
right. But I had never heard it before. And this was on one of the first episodes I heard. It might have been the episode, your first interview with Elizabeth April, who is another one of my favorites and somebody I've been following because I heard her on your show. But the song that I heard was "Here to Love" by Lenny Kravitz. It's mm-hmm. It's a remarkably kind of simple song, but the lyrics are so kind of moving and just kind of spot on, you know, for what we all need to do. We are here to love. We're not here to judge. It's just a great song, and, you know, and like Melissa's bumper, which was beautiful, by the way. I thought, wow, that was just absolutely perfect. She nailed it.
She did.
She mentioned she made all the right points. And one of the things that she mentioned was the curated music, and that is something that has been very, very moving and very inspirational and touching for me in listening to your show. So the other 2 songs, there was a while later, and this was not too long ago, but it was "Love Letters to God" by Nako, and is it "Medicine for the People"?
Yep, mm-hmm. Nako, "Medicine yeah. for the People," and then yeah. the third one that you shared was one that I took me a minute. I was listening to it again today. We're not going to have time to play it. I was going to play it, but maybe we'll play it in the next hour. And you want to share which one that is? Because I texted you today. Who was the one that did that?
It was. The title is "The Work" by Rob Ricardo. Mm-hmm. And again, the lyrics are just very kind of powerful and on point with you know, the whole conversation about awakening and spirituality. So, yeah,
thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much. And that, we want to give a shout out to Jason Powers. Heather and Jason Powers have been on the show, and they're dear, dear friends of ours. Jason, we're sending you lots of love. He's sick right now, and we want to give him our love and support and healing. But Jason's the one that turned us on to that song, and he was our musical program director mm-hmm. when we first started. Yep. So give him a shout out. That's Gary, thank awesome. You again. It's now the top of the hour, and we're getting ready to go into our next show called Birth of the New Renaissance. So stay tuned, Gary. You might like this show too.
I will listen. Okay, good. I'll be on.
Thanks.
Thank you, Gary. Right. Thanks, appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. So
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you too.
Talk Bye-bye. To you soon. Bye. Oh, this has been like, I feel like the Andy Williams Christmas show. Everybody that calls in has just kind of boosted me and made me feel so good and warm and tingly inside. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Really
I'm glad. And again, synchronistically, I lined up all these people not knowing how it was going to work, who was going to be on when. I didn't know if we'd have enough time, and we fit them all in, and we're so, so grateful, and I'm just thrilled. And Colleen's texting in and asking, will the takeover be recorded for the podcast? And I let her know yes. I'll have Alyssa send me the
part of it. Yeah.
So we'll be able to put both of them up.
We'll put them up separately. Yeah, for sure. Well, listener, one last time, if you want to make a donation, you have all the way till next Tuesday, the 30th, I believe it is.
Yes, which is Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday, perfectly enough. And any amount is appreciated. Go to kxfmradio.org/...
Awakening Code Radio -takeover.
You'll find it. If you just go to, you'll find it if you go to kxfmradio.org, you'll see the opportunity to donate or whatever. But it will count. It does help. Community supported radio. They're very close to raising the money they had hoped to raise, which was about $60,000.
$60,000 is the goal, yeah. Yes. We were about $10,000 away.
Yeah, from all the shows that have been going in a week. And we've provided about, just our little show, about over 5% of that, just ourselves. So
yes, and thank you, Karen Walker. I did mention you earlier that Karen Walker donated right as we were walking on air, and she's texting me right now. We want to give a shout out to Lori Taylor as well. She listens religiously, faithfully.
Wherever she is.
She's in Florida right now. Yeah. So thank you. And we're going to roll over to our opener, and yes, you're going to set the podcast recorder for this show.
I will do that.
And I'm going to get ready to call our listeners, our guests for the next show. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everybody. We're going to drop the mics just for a second. It'll be a few seconds of dead air, and we're going to start our actual regular Awakening Code Radio show. So if you haven't heard it before, stay tuned in, see if it vibes with you, and we'll be right back.